Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm an NFL junkie. I think I like the NFL more than my wife. Don't tell her. Don't tell anybody. I love the National Football League.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won is twice as sweet as money earned.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
The Packers defense looks like the 85 Bears. No sleep till. Dun 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 dun. Chargers Raiders. Like in that moment, he's like Bakersfield Brown. Anaheim Brown. He ain't Hollywood Brown. Sacramento Brown. Please.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry phenomenal football Friday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on SiriusXM, on YouTube at youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Like and subscribe to our YouTube page, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. If you're watching the show on YouTube right now, like and subscribe, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. We are also live on Twitch and heard on radio stations nationwide and permanently in your hearts and in your minds as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment. Talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, we got sidetracked yesterday. Femi spent a lot of time preparing Femi's things in the world of sports betting. Today, we will hit those things. Femi's got sharp betting takes and thoughts on the NFL and college football. He will reveal them later this hour and into next. I will give my opinion, and you, dear listener, will be made smarter. You, dear listener, will be entertained. You, dear listener and dear viewer, will be something that Tyler Morales has coined as wagertained. Two tremendous guests will join us today on the show. Aaron Taylor, who's college football analyst for our friends at CBS on the national halftime pre- and post-game show for CBS's college football coverage. Aaron Taylor joins us here on You Better You Bet. He was with us before the college football season and said Notre Dame would go undefeated. We will address this and more with Aaron Taylor when he joins us later in the show. and our friend Anthony DeBundo from The Ringer, The Ringer Gambling Show. Anthony will join us to talk Premier League, and Anthony will join us football bets for the weekend, including if his Colts can take down the Titans in Tennessee and win by five or more, a.k.a. cover the damn spread. And in the Power Hour, the final hour on this phenomenal Football Friday, it is all our bets for the football weekend. College football tonight and tomorrow, and of course the National Football League on Sunday. All of our football bets in the final 60 minutes of the show. And also, in the final 60 minutes of the show, all of your football bets. You, our listeners and our viewers, the real ones. And we want to take your submissions only from YouTube and Twitch. The people that are watching the show on streaming, type it in the chat. Your best bet for the football weekend. This can be college. This can be NFL. Could be a side. Could be a total. Could be a prop. Your best bet for the football weekend on YouTube and Twitch. Type them. Send them in the chat. Mike Brown will collect them, and Bill Zimmerman will read them before he heads on a four-day vacation later in the show. YouTube and Twitch, your best football bet for the weekend. But we officially begin Phenomenal Football Friday with Thursday Night Football as your boy threaded the needle as the Buffalo Bills beat the Miami Dolphins 31-21. The Dolphins cover the spread. I tried to tell you guys yesterday, Buffalo's going to win, but the spread is a smidge too big. And honestly, like 10 points is unflattering to the Dolphins with the way that game went. Miami could have taken the lead in the fourth quarter. We'll get to the whole ebb and flow of how the game ended, but Miami unlucky to lose by 10, but we fall inside the number with that bet. And of course, the Bills win in Survivor. And before I talk about the game, I just, you know, the Survivor experience is unlike anything else. It is absolutely outstanding. And when we did the show yesterday and we agreed, Femi Tyler and myself, we agreed that we would take the Buffalo Bills on Thursday Night Football. I was both really excited. Like, and I'm being dead serious right now. There was a moment, I don't remember exactly when it was, but after the show ended, and I record some stuff that plays like the next day. So I'm always in the office for a couple more minutes after the show ends. And I get in the car and I drive home. And I try to see my daughter before she goes to sleep. There's some moments after my daughter falls asleep or I say goodnight to my daughter and before the game starts where it hits me. I get to sweat Survivor tonight. And I just had the sensation. I have chills throughout my body. I get like you're about to see your crush when you're a freshman in high school. Like the butterflies in your stomach. The feeling that I get for Survivor is unlike the feeling that I get for basically anything else in my life. And I've remembered that we got to sweat Survivor last night, and it made me really happy. And over the course of the game, we had Buffalo, and Miami keeps it close literally the entire game. Buffalo goes up by two scores, and they were up 21-7 at one point, but Buffalo goes up two scores to, like, ice it at the very end of the game. And again, we'll get to the actual game itself. At no point during the game did I ever actually think the Bills were going to lose. Now, compare and contrast this with the Cowboys-Giants game that we took on Sunday, where it's like that famous tweet that gets recycled every year during playoff hockey season, right? Where it's like, why watch playoff hockey when you could like do like a pound of cocaine and get in like a flaming motorcycle and like drive it out of an airplane? Like that tweet. And that's what Cowboys-Giants felt like on Sunday, with just body blow on one side, body blow to another. We win, we lose, we win, we lose. The roller coaster was unbelievable. If Sunday was a roller coaster, last night was like kids' version of bumper cars. Even like the little moments where you get hit and you're like, oh boy, like what's happening here? You're barely getting touched. I never felt like the Bills were going to lose. Now that didn't stop me, and I just want to Yeah, 10:37 p.m. Eastern time. I don't even remember when in the game this was. I texted Tyler. My text reads as follows. We should have saved Buffalo for next week. So I did want to out myself a little bit there. That I was a little bit of a bitch during the game last night. Just slightly. Tyler didn't answer me. He did the right thing. I didn't deserve to be answered. I was being a baby. The Bills got the job done. And what's really sick, and this is kind of like, call 1-800-GAMBLER if you feel this way and like you can't stop yourself from betting lots of money on sports and like you lose and like it's affecting your personal life. I almost enjoyed Sunday more. Is that sick? Like it is a little bit, right? It's a little sick. And it's so funny because when it comes to like my bets, I don't want a Cowboys money line would not have been a fun experience, for example, on Sunday. It would not have been fun for me if that was my bet, was Cowboys money line. Even though it wins at the end, like you walk away from that being like, God, it was like three plus hours of terror. But for some reason, because it was Survivor, it was like the greatest thing of all time. And last night was boring. Like, yeah, like it's 21-21 in the fourth quarter and the Bills are going to punt it back to Miami and then roughing the punter happens and they score a touchdown and Tua throws the pick. It was kind of like, man, I missed it a little bit. And Femi texts us, and we'll talk about this later in the show. He goes to me and Tyler, like, now we have, and it's a great line, now we have a mini bye in Survivor. Because we don't have to worry about this weekend, all the peasants who will be sweating on Sunday, maybe on Monday. I doubt anyone will be sweating on Monday. That'd be a hell of a pick with the Ravens or the Lions. And we don't have to worry about this until next week. And I found myself thinking, man, I wish we had someone to survive with on Sunday because this is just, it's the best. And I hope people can appreciate my perspective on that if you play in these formats because it is really an experience that is unique unto itself. So happy to cover, obviously, with the Miami Dolphins and very happy that we were able to win last night and advance in Survivor with the Buffalo Bills.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, as for the game itself, the Bills win, Buffalo improves to 3-0, the Dolphins lose and fall to 0-3. And I actually feel compelled to start with the losers, with the Miami Dolphins. And the first thing that I want to say, and it's not like an apology by me to this guy, because his team still stinks. And we are officially adopting the mantra on this show, and I reference it a lot, the title of the 1989 book, and it's a great football book. Jerry Eisenberg covers the 1989 New York Giants, and they lose on Monday night to the San Francisco 49ers and Joe Montana, and it follows them into a game on Sunday against the Philadelphia Eagles. This is the game where Randall Cunningham has like a 90-yard punt, famously, and the Eagles beat them again. And the book is titled No Medals for Trying. There are no medals for trying. There are no moral victories. But I can't stop myself from thinking and knowing Mike McDaniel really deserved better last night. The guy coached his ass off last night. And I'm a huge Mike McDaniel critic. Blasted him this whole offseason. It's become in vogue now with the way the season has started. Everyone's blasting Mike McDaniel, including me, to be fair. So I've really criticized him. I say that his team can't beat good teams, can't block in short yardage, can't pass block, can't play in the cold, onward and etc. Basically can't do anything that leads to winning. And they lost last night. And I still have this feeling that this dude deserved better. Absolutely had his team ready to play. And let's be clear. I don't think Mike McDaniel's a great head coach. I don't. Doesn't mean like he can't, after the Dolphins fire him, he can't be great somewhere else. I don't think he's a great head coach. His team is severely outmanned against a squad like Buffalo. The Bills are way better. I'm not making an excuse for McDaniel. The GM sucks too in Miami. I'm not making an excuse for McDaniel. I'm just saying. The Bills are way better than the Dolphins, and you got an A++++ effort from the Miami Dolphins last night. And of course, it results in a loss. So now, with Miami, you know, we can have the who's going to be the first coach fired conversation. I don't think Mike McDaniel will get fired. That would actually be like a kick in the junk if he got fired off of last night, where they were in this game until the very end. And I mean, being serious, like, we had them in Survivor, and I actually never felt like they were going to lose. But still, you know, we're in the fourth quarter, and the game's tied at 21, and the Dolphins' defense, like, forces a punt. And again, it's 21-21. The Dolphins will have a chance to go down with the drive and take the lead. And Zach Seiler, just with a ridiculously stupid, boneheaded play, roughs the punter. And it's one of those where you see it, right? So you see the punt, and you see the punter hit the ground, and like you have, like, I want Buffalo to win. And I'm like, I wonder if that was running into or roughing, because you can't see the replay, obviously. You just see it happen. There's no replay yet, and then the play transpires. And then you see the replay. Oh, yeah. That going to be roughing. 15 yards, first down. Couple plays later, Khalil Shakir, touchdown. Turn out the lights, the party's over. And it's just done. Well, I guess the Dolphins still had a chance. Because they get the ball back on offense. And they actually drive all the way down to the Bills' 21-yard line. And in that moment, much like when Clark Kent enters the phone booth and emerges as Superman, Tua Tagovailoa became his alter ego. Tua turned the ball over and threw it directly to Terrell Bernard. And just gets the snap, stares at a receiver the entire... Doesn't stare at the receiver just to say, oh, I'm going to throw the defense off and throw it to someone else. No. He might as well, before the play have started, instead of being like 58's the mic, said, I'm throwing it to him, just so everyone knows. Picked off, Buffalo kicks a field goal, wins 31-21. On the other side, we will talk about what's next for Mike McDaniel and the 0-3 Dolphins. And I think it presents an interesting betting opportunity in the near future.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.